Yes. And we had a young man get saved. San Francisco, the city hall is like a Capitol building. It's beautiful and it's huge. And then across the road, the highway actually, is the mall area, just like Washington, D.C. And the homeless gather there. And one of the preachers was across there witnessing to people. And he hollered at me and I went across there. Brother Fred Wood told me, said, this man has prayed. And I said, oh, that is so good. And he was sitting flat on the ground. So I got down on the ground right across from him and started talking to him. And he said, he had prayed, but I don't know that he had gotten saved. And he said, why did he have to die? Why did he have to do that? Why? And so I explained to him why he had to die. Folks, we would have had no hope.
Oh, yeah.
There would have been no hope for me had he not died. He took my place.
Amen.
Woo, hallelujah. He took your place.
Amen.
It doesn't matter where we're from. It doesn't matter what we look like. He took our place. Hallelujah. And he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God. Oh, what a Savior he is. He died in my place. And I explained that to him. And so I told him, I said, listen, I'm going to pray. We're going to pray again right now. And we started praying. I did not tell that boy, now when you feel the Lord, throw your hands in the air. I didn't tell him anything. I just started praying with him and for him. And he was praying. And then a little bit, I felt the wind from his hands go up into the air. Hallelujah. Woo! I looked up and I'm telling you, he was loving the Lord and praising him. You know what the Lord had done? He had washed away his sins in a moment. Praise God. Because he is rich in mercy. Glory! He is rich in mercy. Woo! My. This is what he does. He quickens us together with Christ. He makes us alive. We and you, remember what I read? You who were dead in trespasses and sins. Now, are you alive tonight? Are you alive in Jesus? Do you know him? Do you know Jesus as your own Savior? Listen, if and when you receive him into your heart, he will do several things for you. Number one, he quickens you. That means he makes you really alive. No drug can do what Jesus Christ can do for your life. Drugs and alcohol will send your soul to hell.
Amen.
Amen. There's no drug that can make you happy. It can delude you, but there is no drug that can make you happy. Jesus can give you joy. Praise God. Woo, joy can't be taken away. Real joy cannot, nothing can take that away from you. God will give you joy because he is rich in mercy. Amen. He makes you alive. He quickens you. Oh my. I'm telling you, those boys' mother, she came in. She was just as worldly as you could get. And the more she came to that revival, the less worldly she got. She just started, I'm telling you, hallelujah. The last night of that revival, I'm telling you, it was such a joy. I said, you look so good. Now, it's not all in looks, but I want you to know something, folks. He will make you alive. He will make you want to be modest.
Amen.
He'll make you want to be clean.
Thank you,
Jesus. Oh, uncleanness and filthiness is from Satan.
Amen.
But God will make you clean.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
you. He makes us alive when we give our hearts to Him. He makes us alive. Okay, what else does He do? He raises us up together. Listen, folks, God elevates everybody. He picks people right up out of the dunghill and sets them on a high place. The Lord raises up. I've been preaching this June. I started evangelizing 52 years ago. That's a long time. That's a lot older than some of you all are. And I'm going to tell you something. I have seen people get saved that were so, they were so low. They lived so low. And I've seen God raise them up. Hallelujah. Anthony just closed revival this today, I think, at the Glory Barn. But 2 weeks before, 3 weeks before that, he closed a 5-week revival. Did you hear about that revival at Watts, Oklahoma? I'm telling you, he baptized 77. Praise God. He baptized his state representative and his wife. Hallelujah! You know what the Lord does? He exalts people. Amen. He raises us up and makes us. He makes us what we could never be without Him. Woo! He exalts us. You know what the Bible say? Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and in due season He will exalt you.
Amen.
He will. You don't have to exalt yourself. You don't have to lift yourself up. He'll exalt you. Thank God. Amen, Sister Shirley. Y'all, when I got called to preach, I was a little bitty girl. I was young when the Lord saved me. And I wish I'd have done everything right all of my life, but I have not. But I'm going to tell you what, I knew how to repent, praise God. And when I needed to repent, I didn't wait to repent. Hallelujah. But I come right out of it. My grandpa was a peanut farmer. My daddy drove a concrete truck. I mean, we were poor people. But listen, hallelujah. Woo, I have preached in other countries. I have preached to our state representatives in our own state. I mean, listen, if you will serve God and give Him your life, He will exalt you in due time. Hallelujah. God, who is rich in mercy, He forgave me of every sin I ever committed. And you know what He wants you to do after He forgives you? Walk right. He picks you up. He washes you off with His own blood. He makes you alive. Hallelujah. And what He asks you to do is walk in truth. Get in this book and walk it. Praise God. Live it every day. Talk to Him every day. He is rich in mercy. He quickens us. He makes us alive. He raises us up together. And then He makes us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Once in a while, He moves through a congregation. I've been right here. Y'all have too, lots of times. When we were doing all we knew to do. But that's never enough. When all of a sudden, hallelujah, He moves in. Praise God. He can take care of things in a minute that we can never take care of in a lifetime. Amen. God knows how to take care of it. Thank you, Lord. He is rich in mercy. It's God's will to help us tonight. It's God's will right here, right now. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to tell y'all a little something, and I'll probably mention it every night. I may. At the first of this year, brother, I wasn't at church. I must have been sick. Brother Aaron told about a preacher in Florida that had had a vision. Did you hear about that? This preacher was in the hospital. I've known him for many years. He was in a hospital with his heart. He's just about a year older than me. And he's had a lot of problems for several years. Actually, he's over an association. of preachers and churches. And he had a vision. And he saw himself in a field. And he said, manna was falling from heaven. Manna was falling all around. He said it fell around him till he couldn't move. And the Lord spoke to him and said, I'm going to heal you and bring you out of here to work for me or something to that effect. Do you remember what the rest of it was? I'm going to heal you and bring you out of here. And then he said this. He said, well, Lord, what is this manna? What is this manna? And he said, the Lord said, this is a year of harvest.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to tell y'all, when Freddie came home and told me that, I had chills go all over me. We went to Tracy Holden's and started a revival, and Brother Douglas Meadows and Sister Cecily drove all that way from Bristow to Joplin, Missouri. And Brother Tracy asked him to come and testify. And he said, y'all, I've words to this effect. He said, I haven't studied lots about numerology, but I really like biblical numerology. But he said 20 in the Bible is the number of a complete weight. Your weight is over.
Wow.
17 is number of a complete harvest.
Hallelujah.
And I'm telling you, praise God,
God,
your weight is over.
Woo!
There's going to be a complete harvest.
Hallelujah.
Oh, help us, God. I'm telling you, when he said that, woo! I got up. They turned it right to me. I got up. I told Brother Douglas that about that vision. He had never heard it. Since then, I've heard from different parts of the country how the Lord has been dealing with people. I am going to give a harvest. Now, would y'all listen to me just a little bit? With this president, it's a miracle that he got it. If the woman had got it, we would have everyone been dead meat. She said people like us should be annihilated. We would have been dead meat. God intervened in that election and let this happen for this reason. He has given us a reprieve. Are y'all here? He has given us a reprieve and a chance to have a harvest. We don't know what will happen next year. We don't know what will happen at the end of this year. The devil is doing everything he can to stop and to put anything progressive and to put fear in the hearts of everybody. Listen, that's what terror is all about. It's to terrorize people. It's to put fear in people's hearts. God does not want us to be fearful. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and a sound mind. Hallelujah. God wants us to have a sound mind and not be fearful and afraid. Oh, the Lord's wanting to give us a harvest, but we've got to pray and believe. Now, y'all have been gathering for 4 or 5 weeks. Every night, some of you asking God for a harvest. Now we've got to believe it. Hallelujah. Woo! We've got to believe it. And listen. One woman brought most of the sinners that came to that revival. One woman. Oh, help me, Lord. Her brother came to visit from Hot Springs. She had already brought several members of her family and they had gotten saved. And her brother came for a visit, didn't even know there was in a revival. And she told him, you've got to come to this revival. You've got to come. In fact, Sister Naffer, you remember your grandpa took Sister Naffer's church. You didn't know her, but anyway, she had a church. And these people, the older people that had gotten saved, They sat under Sister Napper, but they were backslid deep in sin. Anyway, her brother came, and his two daughters. And I'm telling you, these little girls were just as pitiful. They were just, I mean, just as, I can't describe it. Just worldly as you could get, I guess. And I gave the altar call, and I watched one of his daughters step out in the aisle and motion for her sister, "Let's go." To my knowledge, they have never been saved in their life. They had never been saved. All they had ever known was Church of Christ. And they had felt the Spirit of God, and they came right straight to the altar. His sister said to him, "Jack, don't you want to go to the altar?" And he came right to the altar. Hallelujah, and pray till he got saved. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all, he asked me, he said, "Do you know of any holiness church in Hot Springs, Arkansas?" That's where he lives. I said, "Oh yeah, my cousin pastors a church there." He's a distant cousin, but he's still a cousin. And he said, "Well, can you give him my phone number?" And I said, "Yes, sir, I will." He said, I said, "Can you be here in the morning?" He said, "No, I got to go back home in the morning." But he said, I said, "Well," he gave me his information. I said, "I'm going to get it to him." I tried to get a hold of him that night, and I couldn't get him, and I left him a message. And the next morning, he called me, and I said, "There's a man on his way home from here to Hot Springs, and he's wanting to know of a holiness church," and I told him about yours. He called that man, and he went to church that Sunday night.
Thank you, Lord.
Took at least one of those girls with
Thank
him,
you, Lord.
And both of them prayed a long time.
Thank you, Lord.
And he texted me the other day, that my cousin did, and said, he has not missed one service. I'm not just interested in people praying. I want them to get saved, praise God, woo, until the Lord has made them alive and raised them up, praise the Lord, and sets them in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And y'all listen, it's up to us to bring them. It's up to us to bring them. Praise God. And if you're here tonight and you are lost, if you're here tonight, and do you know there's a lot of people that don't know they're lost? There's a lot of people that, I've learned, you don't go up to people and say, do you know Jesus Christ? Oh, yes. Yes. Listen, you have to know him more than here. You got to know him right here.
Amen.
So I've started kind of asking people, is he your personal Savior? Do you know him as the Lord of your life? Is he the Lord of your life? Because he's not going to be. He doesn't want 2/3 of you.
Amen.
Or 3/4 of you.
Amen.
Nope, he won't accept anything but the whole.
Amen.
Amen. And are you willing? Are you willing to forsake your sin and serve God with all of your heart, all of your spirit, all of your might? If you are, he'll meet you right here. He will meet you right here. And you know what? He will deliver you from a life of immorality,
Amen.
From drugs, from alcohol, from any kind of sin. There's many, many people now that have a lying spirit. They can't tell the truth. And they have a spirit, a lying spirit. God will deliver you from a lying spirit. He'll deliver you from a spirit of lust. He is a deliverer, praise God. He's a Savior. And he's a deliverer. He is rich in mercy. And he's here right now. Praise God. Everyone stand while everyone in the house stands. Hallelujah. Oh, help us, God. While every head in the building is bowed and every Christian is quietly praying right now, I don't know a one of you, hardly. I mean, I know some of you, but most of you that's here tonight, a lot of you, I don't know. But it doesn't matter whether I do or not. Does Jesus know you? Are you his 100%? Have you given your life completely and totally to the Lord Jesus Christ? It is heaven or hell. It is all or nothing. He's not taking part. He wants your whole. How about it tonight? Is there one in this building you'd like to come right now? Is there one you'd like
have
to see the Lord?
You
you'd like to come right now and give your whole heart to him. Give your whole life to him. Is there one? Would you come? Would you come and give him every bit of yourself? What about it right now? How about it? How about it right now? Is there one in this building you'd like to seek the Lord? And if you are already saved, would you like to surrender more to him tonight? Would you come? Do you know my Savior? Do you know my Jesus? Yes, Lord. Do you know him? Come on tonight. Come on. Come on and let's seek the Lord. Come on and let's let God have his way in our heart. Come on. Come on and let's pray. Come on, let's ask him to help us tonight in Jesus' name. Come on, come on. Everybody that will, would you come? Would you come? Would you come? Would you seek the Lord? Let's come and seek the Lord tonight. Do you know my Jesus? Do you know my Jesus? Would you come tonight? Would you pray? Let's come. Have you heard? He loves you. He loves you.
And that he will abide till the end.
Come on and let's seek the Lord. Come on and let's pray. God wants to help every one of us. Let's ask him for his grace and his mercy. Let's ask him to help us.
Who hears each time you cry? Who and